Hey guys, Ryan here from Fierce Marriage. And first off, thank you so much for your listenership. We couldn't do this without you, and we hope you are enjoying the show. Secondly, and this is important, starting January 1st, we will be going through the 31-Day Pursuit Challenge as an online community, day by day, together. And what that means is I will lead the men, Selena will lead the ladies, and every day we'll go through each study and just reflect and talk about it, ask questions, give each other ideas. The best way to participate is to pick up your copies of the 31-Day Pursuit Challenge by going to 31daypursuit.com. You will receive an email shortly giving you details on how to be a part of that online study. That's it. Hope you enjoy this episode. Take care.
Welcome to the Fierce Marriage Podcast, where we believe that marriage takes a fierce tenacity that never gives up and refuses to give in.
Here we'll share openly and honestly about all things marriage,
sex,
communication,
finances,
priorities,
purpose,
and everything in between.
Laugh, ponder, and join in on candid, gospel-centered conversations. This is Fierce Marriage. Hi, welcome to our Fierce Marriage Podcast.
Hey, everyone.
This is, I was going to say Ryan, because you're always first. I'm Selena, you're Ryan.
Yes. Well, hi.
We're excited to be here. We may sound a little clogged. Yes, yeah. We all got colds this week.
Our whole family, it's like the plague has been moving through our house.
Yeah, it's the season. But
it is the season.
We're on the tail end. And
goodness.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad to have my head up above water once again. It's been a really, it's hard to work, and there's like unforgiving, unceasing deadlines. It's like you don't get days off.
That's okay.
You just get, you get little respites here
and
there.
Little respites here and there.
So today's a definitely a different week. Today's a different week. That's a good sentence. This is a different episode because we are going completely off script, and that usually we have kind of a plan. We do have a plan today, however, none of it's written down, and because we're just going to keep it light, we're going to keep it fast because of the timing.
Yeah,
we're recording this actually before Christmas, mm-hmm. and if you're listening to this, it'll be after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a really weird thing to,
because like right after Christmas.
Everything is Christmas right now.
Yeah.
And everything will be not Christmas when people are listening to this. So, but today we're hopefully good. We're just going to basically outline and discuss, I guess some questions that we've had about, what we have our upcoming online community study around the 31-Day Pursuit Challenge.
And you kind of lied. We did write things down on the back of an envelope.
Oh, those are the questions we're supposed to address.
We're trying to, I have to keep some order in my brain. He can usually do everything without writing it down, and I'm just like, I have to write every single word down to comprehend it all.
Well, that's why you're the anchor.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard, I'm sure you have, but we have these books. Mm-hmm. They're called Husband in Pursuit and Wife in Pursuit. And what they are, it's a 31-day challenge.
Mm-hmm.
On pursuing, then basically a study on how you're pursued by Christ and what that means for how you can pursue your spouse sacrificially,
right,
lovingly, selflessly.
It's all based on 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us.
Yep.
It's all based on that.
That's
agape,
the whole premise.
One way unconditional love.
What does that mean to be first loved by Jesus and mm-hmm. how?
And pursued by
really
him,
believe
by God.
That,
yeah.
If I really believe that, what? How does that affect my life and my how I love my wife?
Right. How does that translate into our marriage and loving each other, pursuing each other, despite our shortcomings, despite our sin nature?
So those books took about 4 times longer to write than I thought they would take. But
story of our lives, pun intended.
Yes. But it ended up being, you know, very fruitful for us in that we got to just spend a long time really studying what it means to be pursued by Christ.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you read the Bible, there's not like, there are the quintessential passages that refer to your marriage. However, there's not some big, huge, like, this is every detail of marriage and how mm-hmm. Christ loved the church. Therefore love your bride or love your husband like this. So a lot of it's very topical in the research, but that gets into more of an exegetical sort of style because you want to get the depth of the passage. So you're not miscommunicating. Anyway, it's been a very, good process for us writing those.
Super rewarding. We get to study God's word and talk about marriage and Jesus. It's good stuff.
Yeah. It's been, anytime you read God's word and try to apply it to your life, it's going to blow your mind.
Right.
And especially when you're required to do it.
Like, so that said, we have written these and like read them, but we've never actually gone through them together.
I've edited them.
We've edited them.
And we've like,
we've worked closely with them.
But we've never actually done them.
Yeah. Which may sound kind of funny, but I don't let it disqualify us. You know, we've read these books, but I feel like doing them outside of writing them is very different. It's a different path.
Very different. And I'm going to try to read it not as the guy who wrote it, but as a guy who's just trying to learn from it.
Because totally.
Frankly, we're going to go through a few of our favorite, I guess, the days we're looking forward to.
Yeah.
But as I read some of the stuff, I'm like, wow, that's ministering to my heart.
Well, and God it's not is because, good. Like,
it's because God's word
yes,
is good.
It's alive.
And because it's reminding me of gospel truths that I'm so fast to forget.
Mm-hmm.
So the next few days we are prepping for this 31-day cycle that we're going through, and it's going to be a ton of fun. If you're not familiar with the books or anything, I'm just going to explain it briefly in the community, I guess, the aspect of it. What we're doing is we've created these a way to go through, right? I'm going to be leading the men through Husband in Pursuit, which is the name of the husband's book, and then you're going to be leading the ladies through Wife in Pursuit. And so the way we're doing that, at least for this first time through, is we've created these private groups on Facebook, and you can get to those. Anyone who wants to really can be in them, as long as you're a wife or a husband and applying for the respective group, because it's just all wives and all husbands in their each group. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the easiest way to get there is just go to fiercewives.com for the ladies and fiercehusbands.com for the men. And basically you'll find a link there to the Facebook group, and then you just, apply, basically just request access.
You will most likely be granted that.
If you're a husband asking to be in the husband group, you will be.
Right. And if you're a wife, I think the only complications we've had are, shared accounts.
Yeah. If you have a shared account, I think what we just ask is that whoever uses the account most, would apply for the group that's appropriate for them.
Right.
And don't take this the wrong way, but usually it's wives are the ones that are using because their husbands, like guys are more prone to not care about Facebook. I think it's not always the case, but okay. So with that said, we have had some questions already in those groups. We've had some really meaningful interactions. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah,
man, I just love getting to know some of these guys. Like we've had some guys from, we had a guy from South Africa.
We have some from Australia, New Zealand, and the UK.
The UK, yeah. Mm-hmm. One guy said, I forget, I think it's Matt. I think Matt's his name. Matt said, hey, if you ever have a conference in the UK, I'm there.
Awesome.
So great. We have a one-person conference scheduled.
No, there was somebody else on mine that was like, come visit and say hi. Yeah. And plus, my brother lives there. We have lots of connections to the UK.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Five.
We have three.
Yeah. Anyways, there's been, a lot of good questions. At least for the ladies, we had one that said, you know, if you do this book alone, can you still be successful? Which is a good question. And all of the ladies answered it really well before I could even get to it. Again, I'm not on Facebook 24/7, so I've got to try to get in and ask and answer and try to be attentive in some ways. But everybody was so great in the community to respond and say, you know, it's God's design of success in our marriage is not always ours. And we're not supposed to go through this book to be successful. It's a journey, to learn how to pursue each other out of the love and pursuit that Christ has shown us.
Right.
And so I personally, they were intentionally designed to be gone through together. But if you go through them solo, I mean, it's just another example of that one way agape, like unconditional love and serving your spouse.
So if you're trying and you're doing all these pursuit actions, that's a big part of the book.
Right. And you can explain to them that you are reading this book and you want to share with it. It's not like this, oh, surprise, I'm going to do this. It's because there are actions each day for the book.
Yeah. And so the answer, just to be clear, is yes, you can benefit from the online community study or benefit from the books if you're just going through it as a husband by himself or a wife by herself.
Right.
And that is because the primary objective of the book is to show you how, and me and you, Selena.
Yes.
It's to show us how we are pursued by Christ.
Right.
Because it's only from that place that that heart change starts to happen, and we actually start to say, wow, I can love my wife even though I'm super frustrated with her.
It really fuels our
I'm super sad or whatever. It grounds us in Christ and fuels our growth outside of being grounded in Him. So you can do it as a one-sided participant.
And just one more thing that some ladies have said and has just been really encouraging to me is that they're going through it more than once. And maybe this is an annual thing. Maybe it's a monthly thing. I don't know. But I tend to buy books and like, okay, I did it. Like, that's it. But these books are, they're incredible. And I'm not saying that to two-man horn.
Biased,
God is,
but
no.
Yeah.
But even, okay, so Jen Smith, Unveiled Wife, her book, and her, she did a prayer book. Solid
31
stuff.
Prayers for my husband.
Yes,
yeah.
Solid stuff that I'm not like, just want to like, okay, I read it and put it on the bookshelf of read books.
It's evergreen.
Like,
yeah, you can
yes,
go back to it.
Yes, you can
it.
Go
yeah.
back to it. And I think it's even more exciting to do it a second time to kind of see where you're at and see what God, how God's, you know, led you or transformed you or healed you or brought you from, to a different
uh-huh.
place.
Wow.
So,
yeah, that's good because, you will find things that you missed the first time around, but also you've changed
yeah.
and also scripture is alive and active. So
right.
anytime you study God's word, it will elucidate new truths in your own life.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even leading, you know, a group maybe after you've gone through it too, which we'll get into more.
Yeah, we do have some of that happening, which is really fun. So
go ahead.
Well, the other question I did receive, someone sent an email. They actually said, can we go through this if we're not on Facebook?
Oh, yep.
Can we be a part of the community? And unfortunately, this, I just don't have the time to set up any other way to do it. Plus all the interaction is going to be on Facebook.
Right. Us personally, we can't do it, but if you found people in your community and you have
that's good, yeah.
sets of people of books, I would definitely encourage you to find some people that are in that. I mean, who doesn't want to go through a marriage book
yeah.
with people,
yeah.
with their friends, find another couple and carve out some time either in community groups or whatever. And I think it's great to study it together.
Yeah.
And
yep, that's exactly right. And then another question we got is that people were wondering if they missed like the first few days, can they jump in midstream? And of course the answer is yeah.
yeah.
Our attitude toward this is, you know, go at a pace that works for you.
Right.
We are doing it in 31 days because that's how it was designed. I think I'm probably going to kick myself. We're going to kick ourselves for saying,
this is
how
challenging.
Is this even possible?
Yeah, this is challenging even for us. Please
it
know
It will
that.
Be a challenge for sure if you want to do it day by day. But if you've missed a few days, just pick up on the day
yep.
that you're at. Don't
it's
try to catch up.
It's supposed to be a journey and a joy
and
not a
why,
burden.
Yep.
So.
And sorry to go back to the question about can I do it somewhere off of Facebook. I think what we're going to do is set up an online course that will be included with the purchase of the bundle. Again, this is something that we're just doing as a community. And what the course will do is just take a lot of the same kind of prompts and things that we come up with over mm-hmm. the next month. And we'll just make those available in real time,
mm-hmm.
not in real time, but in real time for you going through it. You'll start
right.
on day one. You'll go through day one.
Right.
It'll be a little bit different. I have to figure out the details of that, but it won't be like a real-time
yeah.
Facebook thing, but it'll be
couple
live
of,
in another ways.
Right, there's a couple
ways.
Of good options outside of Facebook.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do you want to share? Do you want me to share? Or do you want to share your...
So, yeah, I think for the next part, probably the last thing we're going to do here is we're just going to talk through some of the, I think, the days, you know, that we're excited for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually... Do you want to... You go first.
Okay. You're not doing the same one I am, are you? Okay.
They're not the same. They don't...
No, I know. They're different. There's a few challenges that are identical.
Some of them
identical
align. They
and
all
align.
Kind of coincide, but
right.
some are the same intentionally, but others play off each other in different
right.
days of the month.
I think one that I'm...
That was a nightmare to organize, but we did it.
You had a good spreadsheet.
We had an awesome editor helping.
I think the one that I'm kind of excited and challenged by, not nervous about, but just a little more challenged by is day 15. It's proactive kindness. I'll read a little excerpt from it. It's, in short, our marriage without kindness is a marriage void of intentional love. The reverse is also true. When we're mutually kind to each other, it multiplies the amount of joy and love in our marriage. That's because kindness is love in action. I forget to be kind to you, I think.
Oh, I
in
know.
My... No, but seriously, in my tone, I feel like when I am intentionally and conscious of kindness through my words, through my tone, and understanding what that means, it really does multiply the joy in my heart seeing you experience it, but also it multiplies maybe your grace and your joy and your, not maybe not love, but affection for me when I'm kind to you
mm-hmm.
and I can be kind of a workhorse and like, let's do this. Here's the list. I'm going to do this, you know? And I think that you're a little less like that, but when I'm kind to you, when I stop and acknowledge you that sounds terrible. Like I'm just tracing through the day like, oh yes, there's Ryan. No, but when I'm kind about your feelings and thinking more of you than just what we need to do, what we need to get done and taking care of the kids and things, I feel like that it does. It multiplies joy. It's love in action. It really just enhances our marriage and our interaction together.
Wow. That's cool.
Top that. No, I'm kidding. Kindness right
I'm
there.
I'm actually... Well, I appreciate that because you are absolutely right. Your words speak volumes to me, and I'm actually a bit of a wuss when it comes to how my wife talks to me because I think I crave, sometimes to my detriment and to the detriment of our marriage, sometimes I crave your affirmation in ways that maybe I shouldn't be. But there are ways that you can crave it in healthy, you know, healthy amounts. And so when you're intentional, I can tell. Told you I loved you when I married you. Changes, I'll let you know. Well, I'm excited for day 6 in the guy's book. It's called Into the Wild.
Ooh, sounds fun.
Well, the premise here is that, you know, when Jesus, it was in Matthew 14, Jesus went to, I'll just read it. It says, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. And what it is, it's basically just showing how Jesus, even Jesus himself, went into quiet, desolate places to be alone with God, to be alone with the Father. And the challenge is how can, you know, we're all wired for that. And we don't often get into the wild, so to speak, whether it's, you know, just to a quiet place where you can get into, you know, scripture and prayer. And so the challenge for this is to give your wife like permission and room to go into the wild. Mm-hmm. And whether that means that you get into a car and drive somewhere and like go for a short hike, or if it means you go and sit in the library and read and, you know, just have, and so I'm really excited for that. I'm also a little nervous for it because it always means I'm taking the kids. The girls are great though. I just am learning how to MC them well. I guess I'm not nervous anymore. I think probably 3 months ago, 6 months ago when we wrote these, I would have been a lot more nervous.
Right.
I just remember when I wrote this, it made me nervous. But now I'm not because our girls are getting older and they're much more self-sustaining.
They don't quite need mom quite as much. They still do, but...
You just said it well.
Yes.
So I'm excited for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the one that maybe I'm a little nervous for, and this could just be me, is there's a couple chapters on intimacy, but day 8 is Love Pursues Intimacy. And one excerpt from the book that we kind of say this a lot, and I think it's becoming more of a known thing, but, it says, first, sex is always exclusive. It's isolated to you, your husband, your marriage. Nothing from the outside should invade or contaminate your sexual experience, and your desire should be for your husband, for all of him and only him. The goal of sexual pursuit is not only physical pleasure, but rather a deep bond, a mutual experience of complete, unhindered, and uncontaminated intimacy. Part of keeping sex exclusive means leaving all distractions, expectations, agendas, and pre-established ideas at the door. This frees you and your husband to focus on the same goal, each other. Sex is about knowing who he is to you and loving him deeply, body to body, soul to soul. If I had to pick a chapter to be nervous about, I think it would probably be this one. Only because
I'm not
nervous
about it at
all. I know. my nervousness comes from just not really the exposure and transparency that we share, but the timing of when it'll probably all happen sometimes.
Because I feel like the expectation.
And yeah. And you know, you just don't know where you're at in, I don't know, whenever we do this in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you don't know what's going to be happening in your world. And so I feel like that kind of affects my mental state. And so then going back to that, okay, I need to kind of shut these things off at the door, but I also need to like explain to you, maybe this is what I'm feeling. This is where I'm at. Like help me be transparent and honest with you. Help me to love you well. And, just know this about where I'm at right now. And I guess having that freedom, which I feel like we do have.
Yeah. Well, cause you don't know if the kids are going to wake up like on the wrong side of the bed and chaos will ensue.
Well, not just that. I mean, we've run into a lot of, I hate to say it, but like just death in this last year. And there's just been some big things that have happened. And I feel like it's just kind of whenever things happen that are unexpected like that, it's hard to look at the future and plan.
Which, by the way, and not to make light of that, there are prompts, though. And so
it's true. There are some prompts, which are nice.
So like when you're on day 6 or something, you'll see a prompt. It's like, heads up, in right. 2 days, like
this chapter's coming
is
and
the priority. Right. So make sure you've got a little bit of extra bandwidth.
Right.
To handle that.
Absolutely.
So on that note, if you're a wife or a husband, well, you're talking about the wife's book.
Right.
So if you're a wife going through this on your own, there won't be expectation because he won't even know what's coming, right? he'll just, all of a sudden you'll be acting a certain way based on, you know, the challenge of the day, and you're serving him in that way, whatever that looks like for you guys.
Yep.
And so there's not a bunch of expectation. So you can still do that. If you are doing it together, this is one of the days that is actually, they coincide.
They align, yeah.
So day eight, is yours is called Love Pursues Intimacy. Mine is day eight, it's called An Intimate Pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, they're geared, you know, for each person reading it, the husband or the wife. But yeah, I'm also excited for that day. I think also a little bit like what's going to happen. Right. Because we, you know, while I think we have a pretty sexy sex life, just sex on the brain again. I think we have a pretty healthy sex life, but we have two small kids, so we don't set out, you know, candles, or there's not a bunch of romantic, like, before and after.
Right.
And so that's a little bit intimidating to me. I'm just going to say it because it's like, well, what?
How do we do this?
We do this? I know I can probably, you know, get rose petals and put them out all over.
But then we have to clean them up. Let's just be practical here.
And the girls, if we don't clean them up, they'll be like, why are there flowers all over the floor?
Look, puppy, there's flowers.
Oh, those are for you. You just go ahead and pick those up. Put those in a basket.
Which we do have a blog post about.
Yeah, so
it'll
be an interesting experience.
Yeah, and we're excited to share it with you all in some capacity.
And this is, again, we'll go through, I think we'll have to figure out the rhythms there for the actual, like, groups, but... The before is like, okay, today's this challenge, and then is there going to be like an after, like a debrief in the Facebook group, you know, like
right
that was a train wreck or that was, you know.
No, I think we can just share you know, maybe the difference or something, and of course we're going to keep it pure and edifying to each other,
of course.
So yeah, I think we'll just, you know, take it as God reveals it to us and how we walk through it. So do you have one more to share?
Well, I have two more I'm going to share quickly. For the guys. I'm really excited for day 19.
What's that one?
It's called Spurring Spontaneity. Mm. And it's basically, I love being spontaneous. That's why I'm selfishly excited for this day.
You do. Sometimes so that basically, like, stresses me out.
The challenge, it's the premise is from Ecclesiastes and how, like, enjoying good things of God in their moment is a grace of God. And that in light of the gospel, we can enjoy moments with joy that's unlike anything else the world experiences. And so the challenge for that day is basically it living in light of that and saying, okay, what can we do that's spontaneous, whether we do it immediately, like right this second, or, hey, let's plan a quick trip, you know,
right,
like this weekend or something.
Right.
So I'm really excited to see what we come up with for that. It says basically point to a spot on the map, grab ice cream, or just go for a walk, do something unplanned. Or you can do an adventurous weekend or something. So I'm excited for that. The other one I'm really excited for is day 31, because that's the grand finale. That's the big,
the
big
last
one. Yeah. And there's a ton of prompts leading up to it. And as I wrote this entire book, I was thinking, man, I want day 31 just to be like an all out, pull out all the stops, do the most ridiculous, radical thing you can do in your situation. And I've already got something planned.
That's good. Do I need to plan? So I need to reread.
Well,
that
we're doing them together, so okay. We need to be like kind of in
planning
cahoots.
Together. This is good. I'm glad that you have ideas.
Yeah. Well, my thing's a local thing, so you can't take us anywhere.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, we're really, really stoked for that. And obviously you are welcome to join us. We would love that. At this point, there's a lot of people that already have the books and are struggling to go through them because they are challenging.
Yeah.
And so we're just trying to provide a little bit of accountability around that day by day, a little bit of fun.
And community.
So that you don't feel like you're doing it all by yourself. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're curious and you want to participate, just go to fiercewives.com or fiercehusbands.com and you can be a part of that. And I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
So just so you're aware, like I said, this is a very unique episode. We will be back to our regularly scheduled programming with our next week's episode, which I believe we are talking about finances.
Okay.
I don't know exactly the angle we're taking on that or what the emphasis will be, but it will be around the idea of money and finances.
Probably stewardship. That tends to be our...
That's a big...
Okay. Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. Anyway, we hope you're enjoying the show. We couldn't do this without you. Thank you so much for listening. If you feel inclined, we would be so honored and blessed if you would take a moment to rate us on iTunes, on the iTunes app, or whatever your app is of choice. Rate us, review would be great. Add a sentence or two just to help others realize what they're getting into. And of course, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. With that said, we appreciate you. We wish you and your family the best in the new year. And we will see you on the other side.
Yep.
This episode is
in the can. Did you want to pray?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll pray. Lord, thank you so much for an incredible year so far. I pray for the couples listening to this, the husbands and the wives, that you would strengthen them, that you would encourage them, you'd meet them where they're at. If they're feeling hopeless, give them hope. God, if they're feeling anxious, give them peace. If they're feeling joy, I pray that you give them direction in that, Lord. It's all for you. It's all for your glory. Jesus, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your grace. Send us forward, God. We are tools in your able hand. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, guys, we will see you in about 7 days. Stay fierce.
Yep. See ya.